turn to Matthew chapter number 14, please. And I'll read just a few verses. It's good to be here. Thank God I'm saved. How many of y'all know you're saved? Raise your hand, testify, shout it out a little bit. Amen. I thought y'all would be livelier than this. Well, I'm going to liven you up just a tad. Somebody got to get a little fire about them here. The Bible said in Matthew 14, and I'll look at verse 13 and take you down through a portion of this passage. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And then when it was evening, his disciples came. Now listen to the scene now. He done healed a bunch of people right in front of them. Hey, how many of y'all know God's answered some prayer for you? He does some things right in front of you. You know he answered prayer. Ain't nobody can talk you out of it. You know God intervened in your life. So, let me go on. He healed the sick. Now look here. And this is about like us. This statement here. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place. And the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into villages and buy themselves victuals." And Jesus said unto them, "They need not to depart." They don't have to go nowhere. I just done healed a thousand of them. Why in the world do you think they got to go? Because it's dinner time. Bunch of selfish, self-righteous heathen. He's talking about his boys. He didn't say that, but I did. And they say unto him, "Oh, we have but five loaves and two fishes." And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the five loaves and two fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and his disciples to the multitudes. That really makes me happy right there. I'll give you that in a minute. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they had eaten, were about 5,000 men beside women and children, estimated crowd of 15,000 people that got fed on five loaves and two fishes. You say you believe that story? Yes. Yes. I believe all the Bible. I believe it's true. Now here's what I want to preach this one. Just thought I'd just tell you. The Bible said when I want to preach on when we need something from God. Now I want something from God this next week or so. How about you? I mean, I do want something from God. I don't want no warm overs. I don't want no leftovers. I want some fresh stuff from God. I want God to come in this place and some of you dignified people just shake you up. Hello. I'm going to preach on. Somebody said, "Don't preach like this on Sunday morning." I've been preaching like this for 35 years on Sunday morning. I got a God to meet needs. I'm a needy man. I need something from God. You're never too old to not need something from God. Now let me give you five things when we need something from God. Write down the passage. It won't even be hard to follow. We need something from God. And I want you to know something. The time is never too late. It said, the Bible said it was evening time. I want you to know this morning, I believe this. I'm not of this crowd. I don't believe men heal people. That's gone. I don't believe God gives you a new tongue and speaking in tongues. That's gone. That ceased. I can show you that in the Bible. But I want you to know, I am going to come on in a minute here. Just give me some time. But I want to say this to you. I still got a God to perform miracles for you. I got a miracle working God who the time is never too late. Some of you here this morning, you think, oh Lord, time's passed me by. I ain't going to get no help. I'm a mess. The rest of my life's going to be a mess. The only thing that can help me out is a miracle. I tell you, God's still working miracles. I've seen some in my own life. I've seen Him with my back and whoa, it was against the wall. And I didn't have no hope. But I want to tell you, I looked under the hills. Which cometh my hope. My hope cometh from the Lord that make heaven and earth. Let me tell you something. My God is able. It's never too late. Never too late to get saved. Never too late to get a supply. Never too late to get sustained. Never too late to get security. Woo! Man. Let me give you some illustrations. By the way, it's never too late to get some mercy. How about old Lazarus? Now look at me. If Jesus wanted to, He could have healed him and not even went into his hometown. You say, no, He couldn't have. He had to be there present. Well, see, that's why you don't read your Bible very much. Because there's one centurion man come to Him one time. And he was a Gentile. And he said, Jesus, I got a child. And Jesus said, well, just go on. When you get there, they already taken place. Yeah. Somebody help me preach right there. It's never too late. Lazarus got sick. Lazarus died. One day went by. 2 days went by. 3 days went by. 4 days went by. His graveyard dead. You said, I feel sometimes my life is dead. It's meaningless. I want to tell you, I got a God. You may think you've made more mistakes and too many mistakes and too much sin and too much went over the bridge. I want to tell you, I got a God to tell you this morning, it's not too late. I'm here. It's not, it might be evening time, but it's not too late for me to meet your need. Then number two. Whew. I like this. Look at verse 15. And when it was evening, His disciples came to Him saying, this is a desert place. Now, I've been down there. You have too. Now, you ain't never been to a desert until you went down there by the Dead Sea. It's dry. It's hard. It's a desert place. Ain't nothing look like it should grow down there. That's dry. You know what they were saying? Things too hard here. Too hard a case. Too hard. Too hard. I'm getting so sick and tired of these simple Baptists that thinks too hard to build a church, too hard to touch a community. I'll tell you what's wrong with them. They're too lazy to try. Somebody say amen. I got a God that's nothing too hard for Him. I got a God that can save anybody, anytime, anywhere. Somebody help me a little bit. God is able. Amen. Whew, never too hard. I remember the illustration of Elisha. Remember? Mm-hmm. He done walking around. Come here, Elisha. You remember the story? You better start remembering real hard. So when we down here getting ready to go across the Jordan, you've been with me for 10 years. You remember what you told me? Don't you remember?
Oh yeah.
Well, come on. What would you like, Elisha? Anything you want?
Double blessing.
A double portion?
Yeah.
You may tell me I've done 7 miracles and you want to do 14?
Yeah.
And here's what Elisha said to him. You've asked a hard thing. Hello?
You've asked a hard thing. See, here's what's wrong with our churches today. We done gave up on hard things. Some of us done gave up on our children. Some of us done gave up on a God even. Somebody help me right there. Don't you tell me you're not like that. And I want you to know something. I got a God that does hard things. Amen. You asked a hard thing. They were in a hard place. Where's Lynn Rigsby? She here? Hello? Her husband, Arlie. Y'all, how many of y'all never met Arlie? You never met him. He was about 6'7". Big, tall, skinny somebody. He come down to our church with Lynn. Lynn was saved, and she's a Presbyterian, but God will forgive her for that. And y'all might want to take that out of the tape. I'm just kidding. And he was in church, and I'm going to tell you what, I counted the weeks. That guy was in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night for 21 weeks in a row. Hey, son, I'm telling you, he was the hardest guy I ever. Am I telling the truth? Hard. One day we got praying, about 4 or 5 of us got praying, and we said, Lord, we want you to save Arlie Rigsby. I think it was a Wednesday night, but it may not have been, was it? Okay, I'm just checking up my facts. On a Wednesday night when nobody gets saved. That big, tall, 6'7" boy came walking down the aisle. Bowed down and got saved by the grace of God. Just a little after that, he got cancer. I got to go up with him to Buffalo and spend some tender time. But I want to tell you, when I done his funeral, hallelujah, there wasn't no uncertainty. The old boy got saved. Got ready. It's not too hard. It's not too late. There's no case too hard. Your child's not too hard. Your mother's not too hard. Your grandma's not. Listen, I got a God that's able even when it's hard. See, here's the problem. Elijah said, you asked a hard thing. Here's the problem. We done gave up on God and are afraid to ask for hard things. I say, high time, Belrain priest. It's high time some of you get off your little laziness and you get off your all your pity parties and start saying, God, I believe you can do hard things. God, I believe you can do miracles. God, I believe you're able. Amen. Hey, Lord. Praise God. We're giving up on it. There's people in your family you done give up on. Shame on you. There's people in your life you done give up on. Shame on you. There's stuff here we still got to do in the church. And some of you done give up on it and under your breath said, it'll never happen. Look at me, brother. If God did it, it will happen. It's not too late and it's not too hard. Yeah, man, number 3. Y'all with me? Verse 17. Now I'm really going to shout here. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. In other words, how are we going to feed 15,000 people? And by the way, those fishes, I did a little study on it. They were about the size of a sardine because this was a kid. And the bread was just slices. So just get you 5 slices of bread and 2 sardines. Number 3, write this down. I'm about to shout. What we have is never too small. I'm about to jerk loose right here. You know, we ask y'all to do some certain little things. Have a little extra prayer time. Make a pie. By the way, if you haven't been asked, you're being asked right now. Make a pie for next week. A cake for next week. something fat-free, sugar-free for the preacher next week. Hello? It's not too small. You know what God's going to do? You're going to make that little pie, and you're going to bring it in the name of Jesus. Am I preaching? You're going to bring it in the name of Jesus and place it on that thing. And you might think, well, that's just a small thing. Ain't nobody thinking nothing about that. Guess what? He's looking down. Amen. Somebody. Amen. I mean, I don't want to upset y'all. I don't want to make nobody mad. It's Sunday morning. I've been real sweet so far. And somebody said, ain't no way. Ain't no way I can come out for a half hour and pray during the middle of the night. You can't? Or won't?
Right.
It ain't no real. No, hold on a minute. That's really a small thing.
That's right.
I know with some of us prima donnas that may not sound that small, but it is small.
Right.
Just set your clock, come on out. You say, but what am I going to get out of America? You see God do some things. See what happens. You'll turn the head of God. All you got to do is just come and you say, I ain't got much to offer. I ain't asking all you got. I'm just asking you to give what you have. And it's not too small. Lord God, have mercy. When I got saved by the grace of God, and I am saved by the grace of God, there ain't nobody thought I was going to die. Man, they had a parlay. Said, I ain't going to be saved very long. I want you to know, here's what they didn't know. I got a God that looked beyond my faults and saw my needs and saved me by the grace of God and is able to say, I was small. I was nothing, a bartender's boy. I had a bad reputation. But let me tell you something, I got a God. Whoa! I brought my smallness. I brought my inadequacies. I said, here I am. If you want me, here I am. Save me and do what you want with me. And like Paul Harvey said, that's a rest of the sword.
Amen.
Are we doing all right? See, here's the problem. We got people in this room could be driving buses and being bus captains because that ain't a real hard thing to do. It don't even take a big education. We'll educate you on child protection, and that's all you need. He said, but if I do that, that's not real. That's not the kind of post I want. Good place to start. Just get up here. I just like to have about 4, 5, 6, 10 of you say, I can't drive no bus. If you can't, fine. Some of you can. But I will. I can be a policeman. I can get on that thing. We'll put about 3 of us on each bus, and we'll be blue policemen. And we're coming to Bible school. Okay? We're going to have this big Bible school, and we're going to bring all these kids on buses. And I want to tell you, I need some people to hop on one. Just say, I'll hop on one. I'll get further that thing. I'll run this dude. Hallelujah! You say, but that ain't very big. Don't have to be big. It don't have to be big for God to bless it.
Amen.
Let me give you the rest of this. Number 4. Some of you ain't too perky because you ain't never had, you ain't experiencing this. You ain't never experienced it. You don't know what it's like. But for some of us that's had some of this experience, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. And I'm telling you, it's great. Let me give you the 4th thing right down verse 18. I'm just reading the Bible. He said, bring them hither to me. See, it ain't what. See, what you have is never too small because the more important thing is who we bring it to.
That's right.
Amen.
Somebody help me. You know what some of y'all problem? You'd have been saved a long time ago if you brought it to Jesus. Some of you done got real close to God if you bring it to Jesus. Some of you got problems bigger than you are. All you need to do is bring it to Him. Are you looking at me? Bring it to Him. They've been a few times in my life. Ain't nobody helped me. You've been there too. How many's ever been in a place that ain't nobody could help you but Jesus? Amen. Raise your hand. I ain't nobody can. Well, then why ain't you shouting? Just remember when you brought it to Jesus. Just remember how He took care of it. Just remember that miracle. He just started breaking it. And here's the good part. I ever tell you the good part? Oh, it's a good part. He breaks it. And He ain't no show off. Here, disciple, you know what you get to do? You get to pass it out. Now, time. You, if you're a preacher in this room, you get to preach.
Yeah.
If you're a deacon, you get to be a deacon. Amen. If you work on staff, you get to do that. If you're a church member, you get to do that. Oh, hallelujah. We forgot some things. Thank God. He gives us the opportunity to get in on the miracle. And they didn't even believe He was going to do it in the first place. That's what some of y'all, I know you. You don't believe that anything going to happen. You've been here for years and seen it happen right before your face. And you still don't believe it's God. I want to tell you what it ain't. It ain't a John Smith manipulation, because I can't manipulate what God's done around here. It ain't a deacon manipulation. It ain't a choir. It's Almighty God. Some of you need to bring your knees to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, for the rest of us unbelieving heathen, verse 19 and 20 through 21 is for you. And He commanded the multitude to sit down. He done that. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Now let me ask y'all, Christian. By chance, how many disciples were there? How many? And they were down and going in. You know what he done? He said, "Here, Jared, you have a basket. Here, Thomas, you doubting sucker. Here, Peter, you get your foot out of your mouth long enough to eat." See, some of you, that don't mean a thing to you. But you never embrace miracles. You never embrace what God could do. You just come to church and you sit down. And I don't even know why you come. You just sit down. Been doing it for years. Listen to me. I didn't come here to. I came here to rejoice. I've got a God I can bring anything to. He said, "Bring it to me. Bring it to me." Hallelujah. 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 When we need something from God, bow your heads.